we need to have more passion, like this.
That's not passionate.
It looks passionate to me.
What? What is she doing?
Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Don't do that!
What am I doing?
Don't fart in the bed!
I'm not. It's the springs.
This is why we never have sex. That's disgusting. You're gross.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're so... God!
So that was This Is 40 again. I know we've used that recently, but that movie just never gets old, number one. And number two, that scene is just fantastic for what we're about to talk about, which is, well, we'll get into that, about what's too much in marriage to do in front of your partner. And we actually just came back from a three-day getaway in New York, Adam and I. And it's funny because, first of all, we were in a recording studio, which was super fun. We went to a podcast recording studio, Gotham Studio. We had a great time. And we stayed in a hotel that there is no separate bathroom from the room. So, like, there's really no privacy. Like, there's no actual, usually you go into a bathroom and then you're in a stall. So you have, like, two forms of protection.
Oh, right. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm here too. This is Adam. But no. But you know what? You know what else? There's the general bathroom on the first floor,
and it's all men and women together.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of weird. The stalls.
Well, no, that's the new trend.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Well, this is probably the third hotel in the last year that I've stayed at in New York that doesn't have the separation. The Arlo Hotel that I stayed at.
Mm-hmm.
We just stayed at the one hotel, and there was one more that I can't remember. Maybe it wasn't New York, maybe somewhere else, but there's no separate bathroom. There's just literally like a divider, kind of. It's very trendy now,
I guess.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, but I guess it saves space, and these rooms are so small in New York. But anyway, so that would be, you know, so if you're trying to have privacy, which is what we're about to talk about, mm-hmm. it makes it a little bit difficult.
Well, I think that clip kind of leads us into what this episode is all about.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and we just listened to this episode, and we both laughed pretty hard.
Right.
So,
but wait, also, this is you're going to hear us get into. When we were in New York talking, now that we're back home, which you already said, so we have to kind of let them know it's going to split up. You said something about we're still in New York. We're still.
Yeah. Well, this starts. We recorded this episode 2 days ago.
Right.
So
after another one. So
we're just talking about it now. We need to fill the clip in because they don't do that at the studio.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Take it away.
Let's go.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. We are still here in the recording studio.
I'm leaving.
We're having fun.
We were having fun.
We upped our game a little bit. I was in Prosecco. Now I'm doing some vodka. So I think I have to for this episode for sure. You definitely. You should be drinking like...
I want tequila.
Nail polish remover or something.
IV of tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So today we're going to talk about how much is too much to do in front of your significant other or your spouse. Like, where do you draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point where the romance is like, it's like, all right, if we want to still have a situation where we're turned on by each other, maybe we shouldn't do all of this.
Like the podcast? This podcast?
Right. If you don't want to hate each other. No, that's a different thing.
All right.
That's anger issues. This is more grossed out. Yeah, I think, you know, just by virtue of the fact, listen, we're married. We live together. We've lived together for 20 years. So it's interesting because we have different levels of tolerance for things. And I think my level in some ways is much higher than your level of tolerance.
Sorry? What?
Yeah. That didn't make sense?
It made sense. I don't think it's true.
Like, of grossness and stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant of each other. I thought you meant your tolerance of me and my...
Oh, no, I have no tolerance for what you do.
No. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying as far as, like, you're very...
I don't like this.
You're like a girl. You're like a...
Fine. I get it. I accept.
All right. So, so you're going to be super sensitive to this topic. We've heard already, what?
I got to take a shot. Hold on.
Go ahead. Take a shot.
Thanks.
I'll wait for you. you're even giggling like a little girl. And as we heard from the pet peeves episode, you're even grossed out by me using your razor and deodorant.
I think that's the worst thing you could do.
Okay. So if that is, you know, so you can only imagine it's only going to get worse from there. So you ready? Okay.
Go.
Is it going to be okay?
No.
All right. So before we even start, everyone at home, and you can also think about this, Adam, I'm going to name a bunch of things, and you think, is this something that you would be grossed out by if your significant other or your spouse did this in front of you? Okay. All right. Number one, to pee in front of each other. Just hang out in the bathroom while the other one's peeing. Pooping in front of each other.
Wait, girls don't poop.
All right. Can we not? All right. Can we wait? Pick a pimple in front of each other or pick each other's
pimples.
Wait,
are we answering or are you just going through a list?
No, I'm going through it. I want everyone at home before we answer to think about their answer.
Sorry, my head's not in this. I'm struggling here.
Try to keep up.
All right,
so pick a pimple or pick your partner's pimple. Okay. Sharing a toothbrush. Just keep your mouth shut.
Sorry.
Insert if your wife or girlfriend inserted or removed a tampon in front of you. You're probably not even going to understand this one, but the women will understand what I'm saying. Putting on Spanx or taking off a sports bra. It's like a whole process. Weighing yourselves in front of each other and telling each other the truth about how much you weigh. Okay, so like really being there when one another weighs each other. Or weigh yourself. Telling one another about things like hemorrhoids, yeast infections, what is it, like jock itch? I don't even know what you guys deal
with.
I'm
just sitting back here, staying quiet,
okay,
letting you go
good
through.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Burping, farting. Okay, so that's like a list of things that I have of, can you think of anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, let's go through those first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously, we pee in front of each other.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's sort of like...
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually, I pee in front of an entire audience because all my children are usually in there and the dogs.
Right.
So,
well, you pee when you run, like, so...
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. Marathons are a different story.
Right.
Yeah. In the woods, and it doesn't matter. Okay, so pooping in front of each other, like, not even a... You would never...
Never. Right. Ever. Like, I want an hour after, like, to be separated from each other.
You know what you sound like when you say, why don't you mansplain to me exactly what you mean? You sound so like chauvinist.
Wait, right. That's not chauvinist.
Well, it's a little bit like girls don't poop. That's like a chauvinist statement. Come on.
Chauvinist? I don't think so. I'm all just right. Like, girls are
we're
pretty.
So... Oh, God.
I don't.
I apologize, everyone. All right. But I mean, obviously, we live in a house together.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
I know it happens.
Right.
It doesn't have to happen with each other.
Well, I know, but still, you're in the bathroom. Stuff happens. You know when someone's been in there and you walk by.
Okay. But your question was in front of each other.
Right, in front of each other.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saying you'd like an hour before, but obviously that can't always happen.
An hour before?
Before, like, going in there after the other person has gone to the bathroom.
Yeah, we should, you know. Have an hour away from each other after that, and then we'll reconnect and
God,
be clean and
in,
fun.
Like, some kind of country where they don't. Oh God! All right, sharing a toothbrush. We obviously know you think that's like the grossest.
That
thing
is
you could ever
awful,
do.
And I don't understand how anybody could ever do that.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, I won't even.
Why is it okay?
Not that it's okay. Not that I don't prefer it. But, like, why is it okay? Okay, think about the places where your mouth goes. Like, why is the, like, you do way grosser things than that?
Well, there's no food particles or other places your mouth goes.
Yeah, when you kiss me, there is.
Oh.
So, like,
oh, that's what you meant? Oh, kissing.
No, that's not what I meant. But when you put it like that, food particles, hello. If you, like, eat something and then you kiss somebody, you're getting food particles.
Yeah.
So what is, like, so you're, it doesn't make any sense what you're saying. My,
wait,
not that I don't want to share your toothbrush, but, like, if we were camping or away or something and I lost a toothbrush or whatever, yes, I would use yours.
No, you would have tooth decay.
I would use yours. I would use yours and not tell you.
I know when you do.
Okay.
There's no
hiding
that.
Well, so there you go. But to me, what... you thinking it's gross, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Doesn't have to.
I wouldn't share it with just anybody.
Yeah, I feel like you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I feel like you're so, like, not even it's a thing that you would use anybody.
Well, no, because I don't want to get sick. It's not about food particles. I don't want the flu.
Well, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I don't even know if
and
that's...
you never get the flu, so I know right. that I'm okay with you. I'm not worried about... Listen, most of the people who I'm in a situation where I'm going to share a toothbrush with, I know them well enough that... Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, you're right. I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah. You know where their mouth has been? And now you're using their toothbrush?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, how's that feel?
I don't think it's so terrible.
Wow.
Listen, I don't do it, so don't worry about it. But you share drinks with people.
That's different.
All right. You know what?
Wait, what drinks do I share with people?
I feel like you'll share drinks with anybody.
It'll be like, here's a taste, you know, whatever. Try this.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
You're weird.
Inserting or removing a tampon?
Like, for you? I mean, that's kind of hot. I don't know.
I
could get into that.
I was thinking more if I was doing it and you were in the room.
I think that could be cool. Like, I might be into that.
Really?
Yeah, like, kind of hot, actually.
Oh, I feel like I always even have to, like, hide the wrapper from you and stuff.
Well,
you're going to get so grossed out, like an 8-year-old.
I only think it's grossed out when the dogs find them afterwards and then they're... spread out throughout the house.
Yeah, that's repulsive.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Super repulsive.
But in is okay. Out, not so much.
And you people with dogs all know what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So inserting...
I'm shocked. I feel like I completely hide it from you.
Wait, inserting is okay. Go by yourself when you're taking it out.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yes, sir. Why are you allowed to make the rules?
You're asking me my...
All right, I'm gonna skip the putting on Spanx or taking off a Spanx.
I don't even know what that means.
Only the women know what I'm talking about. It's like all kinds of...
Don't even know what that is.
Yeah, no, taking off a sports bra in front of your eyes. It's I can't
Wait,
even
Wait, why is that
it.
Different than taking off a regular bra?
Oh my God, because you're like sweaty and like moving yourself all over the place and it's not easy and it's stuck to you.
Yeah,
and...
I don't understand. Okay.
The ladies out there know what I'm talking
right.
about.
Sure.
Oh, so here's another thing. I think I missed this one before. Did I say scratching your balls?
Like you for me or me by myself?
Oh, God. You by yourself in front of a... you do that all the time.
Would
your
I be
hand
okay
is
with
down
that?
Your pants constantly. No, I'm saying that would you do that in front of me? And yes, you would.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm doing it right now.
I know when it's you. It's okay. Wow. Everyone's going to love you after this episode.
Listen.
You're going to have a whole fan club. All right, weighing yourselves. I mean,
why is that weird?
Yeah, you could weigh yourself. I'm not weighing myself in front of you. Why do I need?
Why? I mean, not that I care about you weighing yourself in front of me. I have no interest in that. But why is that weird? Like, is that?
I mean, I'm just saying it's an honesty thing. Like, are you comfortable enough to do that? And no, I'm not comfortable. I mean, not that I'm obviously comfortable with you, but I remember when I was about to give birth to Ian, I think, to our middle child. And the nurse brought me in with you in there.
I do remember this.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, step on the scale. And I was like, you fucking step on the scale. I'm like getting on the scale.
I was in the
Here
waiting
I am,
room 2 seconds
a
later.
A day before I'm about to, or about an hour before I'm about to give labor, and I'm going to get on a scale in front of my husband. No, thank you. So,
weird.
No, I don't. It's not because I think you'll judge me, but I think you'll judge me.
No, I get it. It's a self, insecurity thing. You have two people inside, one person inside of you and your weight and I don't get it.
No, not just pregnancy. I'm saying anytime. I don't want to weigh myself in front of you.
All right. I get it. I don't care, but I understand
But maybe there are people out there who don't care. Maybe if I was skinny, I wouldn't care. But all right. So, no, that's not going to happen. I have no interest in that.
Okay.
Telling one another about hemorrhoids. I have never had hemorrhoids.
I have.
I know you have. But you didn't show me or
No. Nope,
yeah.
That's what the doctor's for.
So you just bent over and said, is this a hemorrhoid?
Well, I told him, I don't even remember, but yes, final outcome, I bent over and he looked and said, yes, you have a hemorrhoid.
Did you think it was a hemorrhoid when you had it you were worried it was something more serious?
I don't even remember. This was 5-6 years ago. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't think you ever told me about it. Yeast infection I haven't had in a long time, but I would probably complain to you about it and tell you if I had it.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah. UTIs I've had several times, and I think I tell you every time.
You do tell me every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I need you to stay away from me. So I have to warn you.
Okay.
And also because I want pity and I want you to take good care of me.
What is that?
A UTI?
Yeah.
It's a urinary tract infection.
I know what it stands for, but what
it's like bacteria that, you know, causes like it hurts like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts really bad and it can lead to like back problems and it burns when you go to the bathroom. Ow. And it's
what, so
horrible.
Bacteria gets in there and
I don't know.
It's probably
I'm
from
not
using
a
somebody
I'm
else's
not
toothbrush.
A
That's how you get those?
Oh, Lord. No, but I think it can be from, like, you're supposed to, like, empty your bladder before and after you have sex to avoid it.
Okay.
Which I guess can kind of ruin the spontaneity of it all. Like, yeah. Hold on, I have to go empty my bladder so I don't get a urinary tract infection.
Sorry about that. That was loud. But you're always in the bathroom before sex, so...
Yeah, because I always have to pee.
You're in there. I mean, I don't know what you're doing in there, but you're in there for a good 10 minutes before you come out, so...
I'm using your toothbrush.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, and shaving your legs with my razor. And then I touch you. Yeah. Right, great.
So don't. Go ahead.
Nope.
Burping, I mean, it's impossible. How do you not burp in front of each other?
No, that's fine.
Right. I mean, you can't... and farting, like you, I don't even think you'll say the word. Let me hear you say the word.
No way.
I don't think I've ever heard you say the word
Nope.
Fart.
Doesn't happen.
So how would you describe it
talking
about it?
You know what? It's funny because I take after my father with this for some reason. I don't have many of his, but
I remember that.
Do you remember what he used to call it?
Tooting?
No, heart.
Oh, harting.
Yeah,
right.
You had heart.
Because it rhymed with fart. God, that's even worse. I'm glad you don't do that. I loved your father, but I'm glad you don't do that. You won't even talk about it. Forget about. But like, what? There's
well,
things,
with the
things
kids,
happen.
With the kids, I do.
Well, the kids do
because
it all
it's
the time,
funny and
right?
It makes me laugh. So that's okay.
And you love that humor, like on Family Guy.
Oh my
and stuff.
God, it's hilarious. Yeah, of course, but no, not with girls.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. Fine. I'm chauvinistic or whatever you want to say.
A little bit.
I don't want to, yeah.
Right,
but I'm not. But
no, you're not.
No.
Right. I get it, though. There's like you want to have some kind of, you want to retain some kind of like mystery.
No. No. I just pretend it doesn't happen. I don't want mystery.
All right. No, it doesn't happen. Ever. But you know what? And you're probably like not thinking about it now, but like stuff happens like during sex and everything that you, sounds and stuff that you can't avoid.
Like queefs.
Okay. That's one thing.
That's an okay word.
Okay. Sure. Go there. But yes, stuff happens and you can't like, there's no way to avoid it. There's no,
right.
There's no way to, you can't get around it. And it happens to everybody. So like,
yeah, but you're
degree,
so full of like endorphins and like you're in, like you don't notice that stuff. Like you're so like just on a high from just,
I guess so,
the sex, you know, like, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if you're not having sex, it's not okay, but if you're having sex, it's okay.
No, it's not okay during sex. It's okay to
have an accident.
No.
I mean, not an accident.
God.
All right.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't like this.
But also things like, all right, when you live together, if you're like, if I'm sick and I throwing up or whatever, like, is that gross for you or you feel bad?
No. I know.
Like, you feel bad for
yeah,
you.
Of course.
What about if it's like a stomach bug?
And what?
And I'm like running to the bathroom because I have diarrhea.
Okay. I go downstairs and I feel bad.
Right. Oh, that's so sweet.
Right?
Okay, what about kissing someone with morning breath? Like kissing someone before you brush your teeth?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but but I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
This
is fun. I'm liking this now. Keep going. I've turned my opinion.
All right. What about, and I do this all the time, what about when I talk to you about when I have my period and I talk to you, like I describe like...
Well, wait a minute.
Like when I say to you like, you know, it's like the slaying of the firstborn down
right,
there.
No.
Or
first
like
of all...
Massacre.
You have the worst period in the history of periods in the United States of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's
so
kind
glad
of...
you just told everybody that information.
Well,
yes.
This TMI episode. So,
okay.
It's tough when you, like, you get your period like every 2 weeks.
Oh, it's tough for you when I get my period. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't get it every 2 weeks.
It feels like every two weeks.
It's 28 days.
Listen,
oh my God.
It's tough for me, and it feels like it for me every 2 weeks.
Right. Right. We're all feeling terrible for you right now that I get my period. Mm-hmm.
No, you get a bad period, and I feel so bad for you.
Oh, shut up.
I do.
No, you don't.
No, no.
Because I'll tell you best thing. I'll be like, oh, I have such cramps. And you're like, That's right. Exactly it. Yeah. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. And I want to punch you in the face.
Good.
Yeah. So I don't know. When I talk about having my period or whatever, I feel like you get more annoyed than you are.
Well, come on. It's every month. It's fucking annoying. Like, stop this shit already. How do you do that? Is there a pill?
Stop it. Yes, there is a pill, but I'm not taking it.
Wait a minute.
It's called the pill.
Oh, it's not like a... Okay.
It's called
so
the birth control pill.
The birth control pill is the pill for it?
I didn't know if there was... I will never go back on.
Listen.
I mean, I used to be on it, but I'm not going on. I'm 40. I'm not going on the birth control pill now.
I didn't know... No. I didn't mean birth control pill. I thought there was maybe something else, like
well,
the period
the
pill. What do I know? I have no idea.
Well, yes. And there's also an operation you can have.
Yeah, I had it. Remember?
That was a vasectomy. All right, so there you go. You
what?
Had a vasectomy, and I like watched you like complain
what?
And ice yourself, and like that was a private. I wasn't grossed out by it.
What, grossed out by what? I was clothed with a pack of frozen peas on my balls. I mean, like, what's weird about that?
You talked about it all the time. After I birthed three children and you were acting like the vasectomy
yeah, but
was
I
the
had
worst
to...
thing that ever
okay,
happened.
Okay, that's another
you.
One, right? What? You had C-sections and you were behind a curtain high on morphine and I was not. And the doctor said, oh, the baby's coming. Come here, look, step up and take a look. And then I saw your liver on one side of you and your stomach on the other side of you.
I'm so sorry that you had to see all that. I'm so sorry.
That was actually, you know what?
Wow, that you had to look at all that while all my insides were being taken out.
It's actually pretty cool.
After I went through 12 hours of labor with no epidural or anything.
You know what? The worst time ever that I felt bad for you, honestly, like complete, what's it called?
When I married you?
Besides that. Besides dealing with me every day.
Exactly.
No, when you were in labor with Mia. Mm-hmm. That was, I was like crying inside because I was, I had so much like empathy. Like I couldn't, it was awful.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then, when you would tell me that my contraction was about
no,
to be
no, that
over.
Was my dad.
No, I kicked your dad out.
I know. I remember. That's why.
Yep. Yeah, I think that you don't understand that, like, when we have our period, like, you're the first person who's there when I wake up in the morning. Who else am I telling? Like, when I walk out of the bathroom, what am I...
Wait, why do you have to talk about
because
periods?
Because it's like when you're not feeling well, okay? When you're sick, oh my God, when you're sick, it's like the whole fucking world is coming to an end.
Look, put me in a room, lock the door, and I don't have to talk about anything.
Okay, but I can't do that. I have three kids to take care
right.
of, and like you said, it happens once a month. I can't stop my life once a month. So
No, I meant when I was sick.
Exactly, but that's how I feel once a month. Like I'm getting sick.
It's not fair.
Okay, well,
it's really not.
Okay, but it's...
I mean, for you.
Okay, but you're saying that you get disgusted and upset, and why do I have to talk about
it? No, I don't get
it?
Disgusted.
When I'm not feeling well, I want to talk about it.
Why?
Same reason why when you have a sniffle, you're like, oh, God, I feel
men,
awful.
Men get much worse mm-hmm. colds than women.
Right.
You guys don't understand
exactly.
what it's like, what it feels like.
Right. So when I don't feel well, I want to talk about it.
I don't get that.
But you do it all the
time, too. No, I was saying, if I'm sick, put me in a room, shut the door, and then I won't talk to anybody.
But
I'll be happy.
I can't do it. First of all, don't talk to anybody. Are you serious?
Not really.
No, you're not serious because you talk about it constantly.
I do not.
Yes, you do. So every month when I'm starting to feel well, I want to talk about it with somebody.
Okay.
All right, we can move on.
Please.
All right, what about sex during your period?
Sure.
Okay. I say no.
Why?
I don't like it.
But you don't like what? Like, does it feel different?
Yes.
Oh, then forget it.
It feels different. It's gross.
Okay.
First of all, if we do it at our house, I don't want to be in charge of like washing the sheets after. If we go to a hotel or something, I don't want someone else to have to do it.
Right.
So there's no good place to do it.
Okay.
So
no,
I
that's
do not
fine.
Like it.
Like I probably wouldn't even know if, unless you told me. So... Right? I mean, is it
yes,
different?
Yes, you would.
Would I?
Absolutely know. Yes.
I mean, if lights 100%. Are off and like...
No, you would not.
Okay.
For
so
sure.
Maybe I don't even know. Right?
Well, yeah. I guess it depends.
Yeah, but if it doesn't feel good for you, then, I mean, it's not even...
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of, do you know what a Dutch oven is? Do you know what a Dutch oven is?
Who are you talking to?
Whoever. Do you know what a Dutch oven is?
I don't. Wait, shh. Wait, let me cover my ears. I don't know if I
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, I can't cover my ears. I'm wearing headphones.
So you're talking about, like, how you hate, like, talking about farting and stuff? So okay. A Dutch oven is when you and your significant other or whomever are in the bed together and you fart and then you lock them in the covers so that they have to like deal with the ramifications. Wow.
Can we take a break? I'm going to throw up. It's almost as bad as a Dirty Sanchez.
What's a Dirty Sanchez? Oh, I don't know if I
want to
know.
Let's just leave it at that.
I don't want to know. Is that like a sexual thing? No, don't offend anybody.
Okay, Google it.
No, don't.
If
Google
you want to know, if you
no.
care.
All right, don't Google it.
You know what?
I'm
don't
afraid.
Google it. Actually.
Yeah.
God. Blech. All okay. right. Next.
I mean, I don't know if there is anything else.
Right.
I mean, what else? I mean, I think I do things that are, I don't know, like, not showering for a couple of days and.
Right. That's yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what else there is.
Right.
Maybe we're missing things. But I don't know. I think that kind of covers most of it.
Okay.
Are you feeling any more like you want to be nicer to me going forward with the whole period stuff?
No, I'm feeling more like I'm going to the Ramada Inn.
You know what it feels like?
Okay,
you know
what?
How you're starting to like, you feel like you're starting to get the flu? Like you're
no,
achy.
I don't. I'm going to get the flu.
All right. You get like 100. You had 103 fever.
Not
a few
the flu.
Months ago.
Wasn't the flu.
Fine.
Strep.
Fine, but you had 103 fever. All right, mm-hmm. strep. That's another thing. So your throat starts to hurt.
Yeah,
you
it only
start
hurts
to,
a little bit.
You start to get like very achy. Mm-hmm. You feel like all you want to do is sleep. You feel like you can't walk across a room. Mm-hmm. Like we get like that.
Is
legitimately,
that normal for a period, or is that you?
I think it depends on the month, but yes, I think it's very normal that we.
Why should
deal
that
with,
be? I don't get that.
Oh my God, really? I don't. There's nothing to do about
who
it.
Who do you
so
ask?
You
who do you talk to about that? I don't think that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
you shouldn't have to feel that way every month.
It's not fair, but I shouldn't have to talk to you about it.
Right. Okay. No, you can talk to me about anything. Obviously, we're doing this podcast.
But then, like, when I tell you during the month, instead of being like, oh, I'm sorry, what can I do for you? You're like, That's it, right there.
Again.
Yep. And then I have to go text my friends what an asshole you are.
Right. And then they text you that their husband did the same
okay.
thing.
Yeah, it's
right.
true.
Yeah.
We all have similar things.
Yes.
But thank goodness we can talk to each other.
Hmm.
All right. Anything else you'd like to clear that you don't want to do in the future?
No. I was not prepared for this. I obviously.
You don't like when I kiss you and I have lip gloss on.
Oh, I hate makeup. I hate lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kiss me on the cheek if you come to
no, no,
no,
no. I can see
on.
From a mile away if you're wearing lip gloss or lipstick or anything, and then, mm-hmm. yeah, so you get a kiss on the cheek. I hate lipstick. I think I don't know why. I think it's gross. I just.
Like you prefer I didn't wear it, or you just don't want to kiss me when I have it on?
I just don't want to kiss you when you have it on.
Oh.
I think it looks pretty, but oh, okay. I don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't like, it's got a taste and a feel and a texture. Like, yeah, no.
Okay.
No, not for me.
Got it.
Right.
And spray tan you hate too.
I hate spray tan. But yeah. Look, listen, to each their own. If you enjoy it, do it. It's much better.
But you don't
than,
like the way it smells. You
it's much better than real tanning. So
you know, right.
So probably at least until we find out. Who knows? Whatever. But yeah, it smells and it looks silly when you do it. I
know
think.
You think that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you look like Trump.
All right, I'll never do it again. All right. Well,
is that it? Can we please stop? I don't want to do this anymore.
You feel like you're in a horror film?
I'm in, first of all, yeah. So I feel sick and everybody's going to tell you what an asshole your husband is. And it's not, I'm not an asshole. I just,
no,
I'm
you're
uncomfortable
not an
in these situations.
Always.
I'm a very nice guy, I promise. But yeah.
But it is funny how uncomfortable you get.
I can't, that's just the way it is.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. yeah.
What about with the kids? Like, are you, like, grossed out, like, when they're sick or when they – what about, like, you have to wipe them when they go to the bathroom sometimes and stuff?
Well, no, like – well, I haven't wiped a kid in – I don't know. It's been a long time.
I guess so. But you did for a long time.
No, that didn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you double flush?
But from what you said in the last episode, I don't flush at all. So what is double? So you get the skid marks off?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't.
Did
even
you
think
have
that works.
To put it that way? I was trying to just. All right. So when you go and then flush, uh-huh. and when you're done, you wipe and then flush again, so that it's a clean toilet when you're finished.
I don't think that really works.
I
don't think we have a powerful enough flushing situation. We have septic, so we have like weak flushing. It doesn't rid anything of.
I find it works for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I do not double flush. I'm not wasting another 4 gallons of water or whatever it is, so that you don't have to look at a brown spot.
It's well water. It's our water. It's groundwater.
Still wasting. Mm. So.
All right. Well, that was my one contribution there. So let's get
so
the fuck
no,
out
I do
of
not
here.
Double no. flush. Yeah. I don't even single flush if I just pee usually.
No, you never. We did this.
We
already.
Did this
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers. Yeah. Drink up.
Please.
You need to.
Mm-hmm.
At least you can now.
Right.
You gonna go throw up?
I already did.
Okay. In your mouth.
In my mouth.
All right. So on that note.
Yeah. All that other stuff about finding us, let's just get out of here.
Right. Maybe don't rate us and review us. Maybe wait for the next episode when we talk about unicorns and rainbows
right.
and flowers.
Marriage and martinis everywhere. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for
that was fun.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.